flag.
Wow.
Oh, shoot.
In the city.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Warren County Board of Supervisors meeting Tuesday, January 9th, 2024. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have, I know Rodney's busy. He's told me he didn't think I'd make the meeting. He's gonna try to make the work session, but that, who knows?
I'm sure.
Okay. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Colin Gerst, IT.
Good morning. Nothing really, different. This last week, just kind of keeping busy like always and, dealing with snow like everybody else this morning.
Sheriff Glenn Denning.
Good morning. Things are going well for us. Just busy like everyone else. Slow down, give yourself plenty of time if you have to travel. As things, the wind picks up tonight, the snow dries out, and we might have some visibility issues. I just recommend if you don't have to be out in it, don't go out in it. Stay at home if you can.
That's a really heavy snow.
Yeah, right now it's...
If you have a choice between shoveling it and snowboarding it or have somebody else, this is hardtack snow. This,
yeah.
So it's really, really heavy.
I said the same thing to my in-laws and my mom this morning. Do not touch the snow, so... But I think it's supposed to dry out just a little bit and possibly begin to blow 30, 40 mile an hour winds tonight. So don't travel if you don't have to. Hopefully we don't see the amount of snow that they're talking, but remains to be seen. The jail, we're at 89, 15 out of county. Just still working through the regular process of trying to find room in the residential facility. And we have quite a few on that list. So we'll continue to work through it.
Down below 90.
Yeah.
How many got out of county?
15.
Jared Lassiter, land use.
Morning. Nothing special to report today. Just keeping busy as usual. We got a subdivision on the agenda, plus one other item, and we've got another one up for your review. Probably be on the agenda in a couple weeks. I don't have anything else to report.
Janelle and Ellen Longquist, Warren County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're keeping busy. Got a good load of mail yesterday, so nothing new to report.
Sarah Doty, Warren County Auditor.
Good morning. It's payroll week, budget meetings still, so just keeping busy as usual.
Natalie Steffner, Warren County Recorder.
Good morning. Just business as usual. Nothing new to report.
We're a live bunch this morning.
Oh, I see that.
She's got her coffee.
Yes, or what?
I am thankful for the four lane, though. I will tell you that.
Yes.
That was nice coming straight in on that. So.
The roads were actually a little slippery. Than I thought they might be for that much snow.
A little faster than the plows can keep up with, I think. It just kind of comes down and gets driven on and kind of has that little bit of pack on there. And it is slick in areas. And it seems like, Brian's the expert on this, but it seems like what's hitting the base road is actually melting just a little bit and refreezing. And it's creating some slick conditions.
There's the man of the hour. Rodney Wiesner, maintenance director.
Good morning. Been extremely busy this morning, but doesn't look like we've been doing anything.
So I can tell.
Just one of those days, so. I would say if you can do any business there at the sheriff's office, just kind of be careful. I know with the Tiger Grant project, they kind of tore a little section from the curb. There's kind of like a rock section in between. It's really soft. It's kind of hard to clear out. We kind of dug some of it out trying to plow it off, so. Just kind of be mindful stepping across the sidewalk there. It may be even that way in a couple other businesses downtown here, I'm not sure, but that's kind of one of our spots there we're kind of struggling a little bit with, but trying to keep up. And then I have a work session today. Thank you.
Thanks, Rodney. Ryan Carter, Boone County Engineer.
Good morning. I think I'd echo everything that Kevin said. You do need to treat this more like ice than you do snow. It slushes up underneath and then it's snowing so hard, it basically will handle just like ice. So, and I've always said that ice is kind of the great equalizer. It doesn't matter if you have four-wheel drive or not, you will, you'll slide on ice just like you would anything else. So, I know people have to go some places. It's not realistic that everybody's a school-age child that gets school canceled or something like that. So you better allow for extra time, because even if there's no traffic, you just got to take it easy, or you'll find some slush or something and it'll pull you right to the ditch. So, and it's, I think our roads look a lot like Rodney's describing. You can plow a road and in a half hour you won't know we were there. I know just since I got to the office this morning and got the sidewalk scooped and everything and then left for this board meeting, I think we'd had a couple inches already, because we had already cleared the parking lot area off. So I'd say we're pushing 5 or 6 inches at this point, is my opinion. And it sure doesn't show any signs of backing off. So I think Kevin's right. I think the evening and tomorrow morning might be the most interesting. It's going to just depend on how much the snow dries out and how much of it is willing to move around. But with the wind they're talking, if you're new to the country, you're going to find out where the drift spots are. And it might be hard going. You know, everybody's going to be going home from work today seeing roads, I think, fairly plowed. Although our gravel roads, it takes us a couple days to get through them, especially with this. The guys are going to struggle all day because it's such wet snow that you take the rock with it, and you can't stay out of the rock. I mean, you can, even if you've got a rock driveway at home or something, you know this, even if you try to stay above it, that wet snow grabs that rock and just goes with it. So there's going to be, you know, it's going to be a bad week to be a mail delivery person. It's a great example, because those windrows of snow are going to be wet, nasty, hard to get through, and they're going to be whichever side of the road to avoid drifting or minimize drifting. And so it's going to be a reminder. I don't know if we get some of what they're talking about Friday. I think there's some folks out there that might experience kind of a first real winter storm that I don't think we've had for 5 years plus, personally.
2015.
Well, because right now they've got, depending on the forecast you look at Friday, they're talking anywhere from 5 to 8 inches, and they're talking sustained 20 mile per hour wind.
Won't be much fun being married to a bus driver.
it won't be fun being married to a plow driver or a motor grader driver either. So, so I appreciate the guys. They're out. We start at 5 a.m. whenever a system like this comes through. We do not run all night. We don't have the manpower, and it takes all of our guys to cover the routes we have. So they've been out since 5, and they'll run until probably give or take dark if it's still snowing and still going. Motor graders, I'm guessing, will just play it by ear on the plow truck drives. We'll just see how long the snow goes, and then we'll do her all again tomorrow if we need to. So,
I want to back up the statements you made there. You said that you went out there to your office there, and I got the sidewalk clean. Did you actually do that yourself?
Yeah, I do that pretty regular. I mean, a lot of times I'm out early anyway, so.
And I didn't realize you worked that hard. Thank you.
Well, I'm there, and you know, I
once a year.
Yeah, once a year, just to be able to say I did it. But no, I was there. I got there early, and so just get that wet stuff. I mean, you might as well get it off early, because it's so wet that you let it build up and it's that much heavier. I think we were talking about that. Colin was battling his, and I think we're all going to go home to it being twice as thick as it was when we left if we don't quit snowing like it is. So it is what it, I mean, welcome to winter. It's January. It was bound to happen. But you really, really do have to be careful on the gravels. I mean, I texted Jim this weekend. I know we had, we only had, if you looked at it just from driving by or something, we had about an inch and a half this weekend over two different little snows. But in the wheel tracks, it might as well have been ice. I mean, especially Sunday afternoon, it got up into the mid-30s, and it just polished right in those wheel tracks. I know we had one tractor roll over this weekend in the ditch. A guy was doing chores and going down a hill and couldn't keep it under control. And I know there was a Wapello story about a side-by-side that rolled on its side just up by the Wapello on a gravel road. And you just gotta, and then we're, all this stuff's gonna turn around and freeze this weekend. They're talking four straight days of right around 0 degrees. So it's winter. This is the way it is. We just haven't had much of it lately. So,
we're spoiled.
But yeah, I think we have been spoiled, and I'm sure our phones at the office will show that for a little while, because you know, there's a lot of people that moved out to the county in the last 5 years that don't know what it's gonna drift like in a real storm. So, but we'll be fine, and the guys will keep working, and we'll take it from there. So appreciate they'll be working long hours this week, and so that's all right, that's what we do.
Shane, are you online?
Unverified.
I see that.
He's there, but he's muted. He's got to unmute.
Hey, Mike, on his phone. If any of you are wondering where Supervisor McCampbell is, he was apparently rear-ended by a city vehicle and waiting on the police.
Yeah, I'm here, Tommy.
You okay?
I'm about to pull into the alley. I finally broke away.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll be coming up, but I'm gonna leave my phone on. So if you need to for a vote, go ahead and let's get it on.
Well, let's get all our business done before he gets here.
We can BS for another couple minutes while you get parked and up here.
Yeah.
Of course, we need you and SAR to do that. So I'm not sure how we'll approach that, but we'll figure it out.
Nice. Okay, the hits just keep coming, baby.
It's early.
All right, hey, well, just be
us
for a minute. I'll see you in a second.
Okay, okay. That's why I was hoping Lisa might be here. I'm anticipating a suit against the city of Brewing for loss of consortium. Since Shane isn't here, our business associate, we're lost the use of his wit.
I guess I'll refresh a couple since we're killing time. All it'd be better for Shane to be here for this, I guess, but maybe, you know, he quit listening. This is the time of year where people start demanding that we run salt on gravel roads or sand on gravel roads, and I'll just issue the refresher that we don't and we never will. We keep a little bit around for a really kind of, I think I can think of a couple times, we keep some limestone type stuff around in case the emergency response gets a really bad spot where we need to try to help them out, kind of a thing. But as far as that goes, but as far as regular, we don't run material. Last thing you want is salt melting down through what's already right now a soft gravel road underneath. You'll turn it into just a gigantic mess. Nor do we really have the money to go thinking about salt and sand another 400 miles of road. The other issue is that it doesn't take a whole lot to stick a $250,000 dump truck on its side in the ditch on a gravel road. And at that point, you've just taken a truck out of the fleet from one of what should be your priorities, which are your paved roads. So there's a number of reasons we don't do it. It's a question or a demand, I might say, every single year, and we just don't do it. It's not worth the. It's a risk-reward thing to some extent. It's also a cost thing if you really want to get to the big picture. It's just not worth the gamble of rolling a truck on its side in the ditch. So, but I guess I mentioned that.
So I should quit asking.
You can keep asking. We're not gonna rock you.
Oh, Chris Lee, conservation. I think that's you on the computer, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, that is me. Can you hear me all right?
We can.
Okay, good. Not a lot, just kind of same as everybody. We're field guys are out there digging out. And just trying to stay ahead of this. I'm actually at home working on some admin stuff, so we're just gonna keep on digging.
Thank you. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, Brian texted me, told me the gravel road's gonna be slick.
Yeah.
And I go about 3 miles on a blacktop road before I turn on the first gravel road, And I'm sure if he hadn't texted me and told me how slick them roads was, I'd have probably run that down over the ditch. Turn on that, I only turned it going maybe 5 miles an hour, it just, no traction.
Mm-hmm, yep, like I said, especially in the middle where it was backed down, they got slick. So, we did go out, I would mention, we did go out because of that Monday morning, we set the blades out at 5:00, and we just went and roughed up hills and intersections and just tried to get some rock showing through. That's one of our other problems is we've had so many little, keep my language clean, little half-day, one-day rain events that over the course of December that you end up, all your rocks packed down because every time you turn around, it got wet, got driven on, and then got dried, you know, dried back out, and or froze, for that matter. So there's not a lot of loose rock laying around there as it is. So the guys look forward to it actually freezing because this is terrible to be running on gravel roads. So, morning, Shane.
So, morning. Rear-ended by a city vehicle?
No, I couldn't get that lucky, but it was pretty close.
Klinger and Associates.
Oh, Klinger.
Ow!
I thought you said it.
Ow! My ear hurts. This is, I don't know how this is going to work out, boys, but wow. My toenail was really sore.
A city vehicle, and somebody remembered your term as mayor.
They've come at me, but I can easily get away from them. I see. Pretty bad.
Well, it's good to see that you're okay.
Right on. Anybody have any correspondence?
To proceed to discussion and vote. We have resolution 2024-004. Approval of the Bottom View subdivision.
Pretty simple one here. It's a one lot subdivision down at the south end of the county. It's the bottom land area off the Skunk River. So basically it's an existing house being split off from the surrounding farm ground. It's gonna be a transfer within the same family. With this lot that's being carved off. It's just over 3 acres. And it does have an easement, a 33-foot access easement along an existing driveway. So it's on the other side of the railroad tracks there, accessed from 61. So that easement will ensure continued access for Lot 1 going forward. I didn't receive any significant comments. This is further than 2 miles from Burlington, so we recommend approval as submitted.
Move to approve resolution 2024-004.
Second. Sarah.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
We will get this signed after the meeting. Then we have resolution 2024-005, reappointment of Ryan McGrocky as Des Moines County on the Des Moines County Zoning Commission. Whereas the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors approved appointments to the Des Moines County Zoning Commission, and whereas on February 4, 2020, Ryan McGrocky was appointed to serve the remainder of the 5-year term that was vacated following the resignation of John Roth. And whereas the following expiration of that term on January 2nd, 2024, Mr. McGrocky has expressed interest in continuing to serve as a member of the Zoning Commission. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors hereby reappoints Ryan McGrocky, 7113 South Gear Avenue, to the Des Moines County Zoning Commission with a term to expire on January 2nd, 2029.
I motion to approve reappointment of Ryan McGrocky to Des Moines County Zoning Commission.
Sorry.
Sarah?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
I definitely think he's an asset to the commission. He actually took over as chair. There was a little thing in 2020 where there was that state code change about that affected the eligibility for who could serve on the board, and that impacted our chair at the time, Dick Keith. So Ryan had just started on the commission at the time, so we appreciate his willingness to take up that position at the time, and he's worked out well ever since. So glad he's interested in serving some more.
We have payroll reimbursement claims. I guess we don't have any. There's some.
No, there's zero.
Zero. We have a personnel action. Conservation. Tanner Grimm, Conservation Tech, a promotion from technician to operations supervisor. His previous rate was $49,120.74. The new rate is $52,439.84.
Motion to approve personnel action.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokers?
Yes. Recorder's report for fees collected December 2023. This report will be on file at the auditor's office and available for public review at your convenience. Meeting of January 2nd, 2024.
Move to approve the minutes for January 2nd, 2024.
Second.
Sarah.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokers?
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items. Committee reports.
I didn't have any.
I had one in town for life, but I can't remember what it is.
Well, you just got out of an accident. I'll think about it. Yours probably still shaken up.
I'm shaking up. I'll think about it. It's okay.
I have none. Public input. If anybody from the public would like to comment, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. You may call 319-753-38203, extension 4. That's 319-753-38203, extension 4. We'll give you 2 minutes to initiate that email or that call. In the meantime, is there anybody in attendance with any comments or questions? Complaints? Easy on the complaints. I saw your hand move.
I'll remind you, we do have a local bid opening on Thursday. I forgot to mention that earlier for the what I'm going to refer to as the ARPA bridges. So I think we've talked about enough.
They're both that day.
They're both, well, they're bidding together. They're tied together.
So, oh, okay.
That's how we decided to do it. Try to give a contractor some, hopefully, economy to scale. We'll see how that works out. So time will tell. We've had a few calls, questions and stuff, but they're pretty straightforward. So we'll see how that goes, and I know what that does budget-wise. I have my budget meeting tomorrow, but we'll really know a lot more Thursday. So we'll get that done. So at some point, we'll get onto the agenda with contracts and everything in the next week or two or something like that. But that is coming up Thursday.
Talk about early spring start date on one of them.
One of them, actually, I'm going to let them work winter if they want to get going.
Okay.
So they can't really start till we get contracts and we get all the kind of preliminary paperwork all signed. But one of them, I am open to it if they want winter work. So the one on Upper Flint.
Upper Flint.
So And I also, I guess since we've got the 2 minutes, I'll mention that those motor grader rebuilds that we're going to do, they did contact us and all the parts are available now, are all ready, I should say, collected would be a better way to put it. So we're starting to have conversations in-house about possibly shipping our one of those two on down there to start that rebuild process. So
where's that, where do they do that at?
I'm going to have to get that for you, because actually I'm hoping to schedule a trip down there and maybe arrange to get all three of you on and to go down with me so you can kind of see that place and the process and all that, but I can't tell you exactly where it's at. I knew once at a time, but I don't remember now.
I'm going to assume since you're going to take us, it's not Las Vegas.
I think that's safe to say. Okay. I'm thinking somewhere in northern Missouri, but I can't remember. So I'll let you know.
Any other comments? Question. 2 minutes up?
Yep.
With an aye, we're adjourned.
Aye.
We have a work session following.